Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 9th of December 1970. Catching power is increased when you keep your consciousness that you were that and that you are now once again becoming that. Today, Bab Dada is seeing two things in each of you. To what extent each of you has become knowledgeful and powerful. In this, Baba is seeing how powerful the catching power of each of you is. The main basis of effort is catching power. Nowadays, scientists try to catch sound. But what is it that all of you catch with the power of silence? Just as they tried to catch the sound of a long time in the past, in the same way, what is it that you catch? Can you catch your divine sanskars of 5,000 years ago? Have you imbibed that much catching power? Those people are able to catch the sound of others, but you not only catch your original sanskars, but you also create your own practical form. Always keep it in your consciousness that you were that and that you are now, once again, becoming that. The more you are able to catch those sanskars, the more you will be able to become that form. Make your consciousness powerful, that is, make it elevated and clear. Just as you have a clear experience of your present form and your present sanskars, in the same way, you should clearly experience your original form and sanskars. Do you understand? You need catching power to that extent. Just as you have your activity and your task clearly in your consciousness, in the same way, your original activity should clearly and easily be in your consciousness. Always have the determined thought that you were that. Something of 5,000 years ago should be experienced as clearly as though it is a matter of yesterday. This is called catching power. You must make your consciousness that elevated and clear before you return from here. You have come to a patti, have you not? You should constantly be able to see your original form and original sanskars in front of you. By making your consciousness powerful, your attitude and vision will automatically become powerful. Whatever weakness now remains, remove this and become an embodiment of experience before you return. What will this group of Kumars become? You will be the future Kumars, that is, you will become unique. Others will have visions of your two forms from your two eyes. What two forms? You were told about this. The incorporeal form and the form of one who has adopted the divine virtues, that is, the angelic and the divine form. Each of you will have the experience and others will have the experience from you as though you are a walking and moving lighthouse and mighthouse. Do you have such a vision of your own form? If you can catch and experience something of 5,000 years ago, then can you not experience your final form? Whatever weakness now remains, remove this and become an embodiment of experience before you return. So now, make sure that no weakness remains. You must bring about such a transformation from this patti. Just as when golden aged souls incarnate, They do not have the slightest knowledge about this effort-making life. In the same way, you should be able to merge within yourself the knowledge of weaknesses and defects. For this, this group especially has to remember two things. These two things are included in two words. One is a guest house, and the second is get out. That is, throw it out, and don't allow it to re-enter in the future. You must constantly consider this old world to be a guest house. Then, you will never have any experience of weaknesses or defects. This is easy effort, is it not? This group has to show wonders. Therefore, always have the aim that although you will rest for 21 births, now you must not take rest from service in your thoughts, words, and actions for even 1 second. Only then will you become the best. Do you understand? This is the group of hard workers. There is no rest for the hard workers group. You must never take rest, and you must not waste anything either. This is why this hard workers group or the spiritual servers gathering must not think about anything but service. This is the task that comes with your name. You must remember that you have to offer yourself for service. Only then will you receive congratulations from Bap Dada. The hard workers group or the spiritual servers group should always remember the slogan, "Our target is to merge within and to confront." This is the slogan for this group. You have to confront Maya, not the divine family. And what have you got to merge within? You have to merge your old sanskars within yourself. Together with being knowledgeful, you also have to be powerful. Only then will you become serviceable. Acha. When you see the ceremony of applying a tilak, do you remember the crowning ceremony? This tilak now is for stabilizing yourself in your perfect form. Later, you will receive the tilak for the kingdom. This tilak is for making a promise and bringing about glorification. Do you have that much power? Bap Dada is giving these special teachings to the spiritual servers group. Become those who give regard to the same extent as you consider yourself to have a right. First of all, you have to give regard and then claim a right. Giving regard and claiming a right should go together. What will happen if you do not give regard but simply claim a right? Whatever you do will become useless. Therefore, keep both these aspects together. Acha. Bap Dada is now meeting a group. Keep courage with you, and then no weakness will have the courage to come in front of you. Number 1. Do you consider yourselves to be brave warriors? What do brave warriors do? The task of a brave warrior is to easily face any problems, and secondly, to make others into brave warriors equal to himself. What are the main sanskars of the brave warriors? A warrior always keeps courage as his companion. If you do not have courage, you are not a brave warrior. So, always keep courage with you, and then no weakness will come in front of you. Others do not have courage to come in front of brave warriors. By your becoming a brave warrior, weaknesses bid farewell for all time. Finish weaknesses in the same way as you throw away rubbish in 1 second. You do not take time over it, nor do you think about it. So, throw away weaknesses in the same way. You think too much. To give time to thinking about this means to go further away from your elevated stage. Go even beyond the understanding of what weaknesses are. When you reach your perfect stage, you will not be able to understand what weaknesses are. The more important a person is, the less he becomes involved in petty matters. It does not seem right for him to get involved in that. In the same way, the higher your stage becomes, the more these things will seem insignificant. Do not make small matters big. You have to make the big things small. Make everything so small that it becomes a point. So, what newness will you bring about now? Make big things small and then you will save both time and energy. Then, you will constantly remain the embodiment of power. At present, you are sometimes weak and sometimes the embodiment of power. You have to bring about this newness. Just as magic is learnt and a magician changes the vision of everyone in 1 second, in the same way, you must change the vision of everyone. They change it in such a way that when they show you one thing, something else is hidden. So too, you must now reveal the new world to everyone. Finish the old things and do something new. What will happen if there is a group of so many magicians? When you perform such a wonder, everyone will start to sing your praise. Just as they sing praise in front of the non-living images, so they will then sing praise in front of you, the living images. What will happen then? The Delhi of stones will become the Delhi of gold. Acha. Number 2. When you are generous-hearted, you claim a right to the kingdom. The eyes of those who have a kingdom are never drawn anywhere. Are you the kings of the confluence age? Those who do not become their own kings now cannot become the kings of the subjects. At the confluence age, you sowed the seed of all sanskars. Without the seeds being sown here, the future tree cannot be created. How will the future fruit emerge if you do not sow a seed at the time of sowing it? The kings and queens of the present time become the kings and queens of the future. What will happen by becoming such a king? You will consider yourself to have a right. The eyes of those who have a kingdom are never drawn anywhere. So, become one who has a right and claim a right. What virtue is necessary in order to be the one who has a right and in order to claim a right? The answer is to be generous-hearted. The more generous-hearted you are, the more rights you will be able to claim. Those who are generous-hearted can make anyone belong to them. The more you make others belong to you, the more rights you will claim. With which virtue did Baba claim a right over everyone? By being generous-hearted, his love was for the unlimited. So those who are generous-hearted become the image of upliftment. In every aspect, they always consider how there can be upliftment for everyone. That is, they have feelings of benefit, and they are those who are able to claim a right. Those who are generous-hearted can be quoted as an example. There are so many meanings in one expression. The more you yourself are generous-hearted, the more upliftment you will bring. Those who are generous-hearted will do service through their thoughts, words, and actions. If they are not able to do it through their mind, they will do it through their body. Make Baba's virtues your own virtues, and then you will become equal. At present, there is a difference between the virtues of the father and those of the children. Make this effort. Bring about equality. Those who have love for the Satguru do not see anyone except the Satguru. Always remember one slogan. One father, myself, and none other. Slap Maya. Whenever Maya comes, sing the praise of the father. Just as you sing those songs, in the same way, sing songs of Baba's virtues. By singing songs, your intellect will move away from Maya. Keep your mind busy in singing songs. For example, if you are very busy when someone comes to meet you, he will go away. So, constantly keep the mind busy in singing the praise of the Father. You have come to Madhuban, and so burn and finish all your weaknesses before you go. Acha Om Shanti.